The Bickersons have just arrived after a long road trip at a little honeymoon hotel in Niagara Falls. It is Blanche's intention to have a second honeymoon that will make up for the first. She arrives in the lobby to meet a sleepy desk clerk at 2 in the morning.
It doesn't really matter about the room as long as we have a nice view of the falls.
Yes, ma'am.
I'll bet you don't remember me.
No, ma'am.
Well, I wouldn't expect you to with all the honeymoon couples you meet. I was here 7 years ago.
Is that so?
Yes.
Well, better luck this time.
Oh, we're still married to each other. We're just having a second honeymoon. Do many people do that?
No, ma'am.
I wonder why.
I wouldn't know, ma'am.
Are you married?
No, ma'am. Arthritis makes me walk this way. Will you please sign the register?
Oh, I'm sorry. Last time we were here, we had to wait 2 days for a room. We stayed in a motel in Buffalo. Here you are.
Thank you. Is that Bickerson?
Yes, didn't I sign it right?
Yes, ma'am. Mrs. John Bickerson and husband. Here's the key, room 318. There's the automatic elevator over there. We don't have any bellboys at night.
Oh, that's all right. I'll go out to the car and get my husband. John! Where is he? He's not in the car. I wonder if he took the luggage out of the trunk. Good heavens! John! Get out of that trunk, you darn fool! John! John! John!
Blanche, shut the door. There's a draft. All right. Don't pull. Ow! A hand!
Serves you right. Pick up that luggage and straighten yourself up.
Ouch!
I don't want you to go into that nice hotel looking like a ragamuffin.
It's a nice muffin. Grab a couple of these bags, will you, Blanche?
No. It wouldn't look right on our honeymoon. Come on.
Oh, my back. Where's the bellboy?
We don't have any at night.
Are you the clerk?
Yes, sir.
Where's the register? I want a room with a bed.
I've already signed it. You've got a room.
Good. Where are you going to sleep?
Come on, John. Stop dragging your feet.
I just drove 2,000 miles for a second honeymoon. Lead me to my room.
You had to talk like that in front of the clerk.
Oh, let me sleep, will you, Blanche?
I'd just like to go one place with you that you didn't embarrass and humiliate me. You've been unbearable since we left home. Keep going.
In here?
Yes. Pull in the bags so I can shut the door.
No windows. No nothing. How much did they get for a broken down room?
This is the elevator.
Push the button or something and get started. I can't keep my eyes open another minute.
I was afraid this would happen. I'd hoped that going on a second honeymoon would bring us closer together.
Can't get much closer than this unless you throw the luggage out.
Every time I want you to be romantic, you're so distant, John. What is it keeping us apart?
Brown suitcase? What floor are we on? I'm sleepy.
You're always sleepy. When you're not sleepy, you're humiliating me. I'll never be able to face that night clerk in the morning.
You won't have to.
And why not?
There'll be a day clerk. Which way to the room?
I don't know, and I don't care. I'm going to stay on the elevator.
Oh, come on, will you, Blanche?
Well, say you're sorry.
I'm sorry. Now, where's the room?
Right in front of you. 318.
Well, open the door before I collapse. Oh, thank heaven. I gotta get some sleep.
Well, put the lights on. Don't stumble around in the dark.
I don't want to open my eyes. Just aim me at the bed and give me a shove.
I'm not going to let you sleep until you undress properly and unpack the luggage.
Aw, Blanche, why'd you have to bring so much stuff?
You've got as much stuff as I have.
I have not. All I brought was my toothbrush and an overnight bottle.
You and that bourbon. You wouldn't take 5 steps away from home without it.
Well, I can still remember what happened when we got snowbound in that cabin.
It wasn't so terrible.
Oh, not much. I had to live for 2 weeks with nothing but food and water.
Don't throw my things around like that.
There's no closet. Where'll I put these dresses?
In the drawer.
Where do you want these drawers?
In the dresser. Pants neatly and put them under the mattress.
Okay.
Well, take them off first, John. What a fool I was to think you'd change. This second honeymoon was just as big a mistake as our first one.
Oh, no, it wasn't.
I'm so sorry you made me go on this trip that I could just die.
I didn't make you go. You shanghaied me. Even tried to get me to marry you again.
Was that such an unreasonable request?
Yes, it isn't legal.
Why not?
A man can't be punished twice for the same crime.
Oh, that's too bad about you. How you shame me in front of all of my friends. And after I sent all the invitations out, too.
Well, I wasn't going to have a formal wedding, and you put out a lot of dough to feed your hungry friends and they're squalling brats.
There wouldn't have been any brats there at all.
How do you know?
Because it said plainly on the invitation, Mr. and Mrs. John Bickerson will be married March 9th. No children expected.
Put out the lights.
I'm never going back to that horrible apartment we live in. I'm going to sit here and stare at the falls forever. Wouldn't hurt you to look at them either.
I see them every day on the shredded wheat box.
How can you be so cynical? I'm glad I have a little romance in my soul. Just the sight of those falls brings back memories.
Yeah.
Sit up, John. Look at the cascade. Doesn't it remind you of something?
Yeah.
What, John?
I think I left the water running in the bathtub.
John, you didn't.
Okay, I didn't. Good night, Blanche.
I never should have trusted you to lock up. Now I'm really worried. Did you close all the windows?
Closed all the windows.
You didn't leave any lights burning, did you?
No.
Did you leave food for the cat?
Left enough for a week.
What did you leave him?
A 6-pound tin of corned beef.
Did you empty it onto a plate?
No.
Well, how do you expect the cat to eat it?
I left a can opener on top. Stop worrying about the cat.
Oh, we should have taken all the animals with us. Poor little canary locked in the cage. Cat can't get out of the house, and who is going to feed the goldfish? I'll bet they're terribly unhappy.
Oh, they're not unhappy. They're having a fine vacation.
They are not.
They are, too. When I left, the cat was fishing.
Fishing? Where?
The goldfish boy. He was using the canary for bait.
John Bickerson!
Go to sleep. The canary and the goldfish are fine. I wish the cat would drop dead.
Don't talk like that. I love the cat. When I get home, I'm going to enter him in a cat show.
What for? He couldn't win anything.
Maybe not, but he'd meet a lot of nice cats.
Go to sleep, will you, Blanche?
I'm not sleepy. Why don't you sit up and talk to me?
Oh, Blanche, people don't talk at 4 in the morning.
You talked until 5 o'clock on our first honeymoon. You kept reciting poetry and telling me how beautiful I was. Do you remember what you said, John?
No.
You told me your love for me was like a raging inferno. You said you had a fierce fire blazing in your breast like a live coal.
It's only a clinker now.
How can you say such terrible things to me?
Blanche, I'm so sleepy, I don't know what I'm saying.
I'd like to hear you say things like that to Gloria Gooseby.
Oh, I can't even go to Niagara Falls without Gloria Gooseby.
The only reason you didn't was because she wouldn't have you.
What?
You proposed to her 15 times before you proposed to me, you big second fiddle, you.
I never proposed to Gloria Gooseby, and you know it. Then the next time I see her, I'm going to punch her husband Leo right in the nose.
What have you got against Leo? He's a better husband than you are.
I'm sick of hearing that, too. Leo Gooseby is a cheap, chiseling bum.
He is not. He's more generous than you.
Would Leo Gooseby give you a new dress? No. Would he give you a new hat? No. Would he give you a mink coat? No.
Would you give me a mink coat?
No. Why should I give you anything Leo wouldn't?
Stop screaming. You'll wake up the whole hotel.
Well, stop goading me. You want me to do nothing but fight, fight, fight.
No, I don't. All I do is ask for proof you love me, and you go into a tantrum.
Blanche, what more proof do you want? I tell you 1,000 times a day. I raise a new crop of freckles to spell out I love you. I painted all the Burma Shave signs.
Somebody's at the door, John.
Honey? Honey? Honey?
Madam, this is not a beehive. It's my bedroom. What are people wandering around the halls at this time of night for? Broken down hotel.
Don't be so crabby. It's probably some nice little bride who can't find her husband. Maybe he's lost.
He isn't lost. He's hiding. But Uncle Max, Blanche, I got a vile headache.
Nobody told you to yell your brains out.
Good night.
If you just stand here and look at the falls for a few minutes, your headache will go away and you'll sleep fine. Where does all that water come from? I once read it goes over at the rate of 346,000 gallons a second. John?
Huh?
Are the falls higher on the American side or the Canadian side?
I don't know.
Oh, I'll have to find out in the morning. What a majestic spectacle. I'm convinced there's nothing in the world like Niagara Falls.
Except you, Blanche.
Really, John? Why do you say that?
Because you never dry up either.
Good night, John.
Featured in our cast were Kyla Thompson as Blanche, Marie Retred as John, Michael Liebman as the clerk, and Bobby Owens as the woman in the hall. Directed and mixed by James W. Smagata. Captain John Tatterzak as the CEO of Misfits Audio. Art by Stephen Sash Scott. Webmaster April Shadowski. Music by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com. Misfits Audio, copyright 2012.
Honey?